Fulham Community Quick Hits coming up here in just a little bit. So stand by for that. And then Hardline Potpourri will wrap up the day at 6:30. So we try to freshen the place up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Make it smell a little better.
First, though, big anniversary today.
Yeah, it is, and I feel that everybody is on top of this, and I feel like maybe they're more on top of it this year than they were even 25 years ago at the 50.
Well, there's an obvious reason for that.
Why do you think?
Because these milestones of 25 years, 50 years, 75, this will be the last one where anybody that participated in that campaign will still be alive. Unless some crazy old coot lives to be, what,
old.
130?
Yeah. Speaking of D-Day, of course. And, I 25 years ago, I don't know if I talked to too many people about, I don't remember, to be honest with you, but I'm glad that people are taking notice of this. I'm glad that these veterans, whether it's the guy that parachuted down into Normandy the way he did 75 years ago at the age of 97, he tandem jumped out of a freaking plane at 97.
Over Normandy.
Yes. And, man, if that didn't bring you goosebumps or tears or whatever, I don't know what will. The fact that, you know, these guys, a lot of these guys have made their way over there this year. And for so many years, which you can attest to, Mike, I bet you did not even know, like, the term D-Day wasn't even a thing because these guys didn't want to talk about it. This was the worst day, you know, few weeks of their lives, even though so much was accomplished and it changed the course of history. That's not something that these guys like to talk about, and for good reason. Like, you guys in school weren't like, hey, was your dad in D-Day?
I don't ever remember hearing that question tossed around.
Which,
all.
Think about that. It is the most important day that we have had over basically 100 years. You know, arguably, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, and there I was one of school full of war babies.
All of you.
Yeah.
You're probably 95% of the dads fought in World War II.
Yep.
And I don't ever remember hearing that question asked amongst anybody that I went to school with. The subject was not taught in school because by the time they got started getting around toward World War II, the school year was over. And they'd fallen so far behind because we had to spend 6 weeks on the cotton gin.
And let's stop it.
Let's put this in the context.
I'm not joking.
Put this in the context, too. You know, when Mike was probably at the age to be learning about this stuff in the late 50s, I mean, it had only happened 10, 12 years prior. It really wasn't history.
No, it wasn't.
Like it was to us.
Is it because, I mean, you knew the significance. We knew the significance, not of that day, but of the end result.
Yeah, of course.
But
we knew that.
That was the catalyst, obviously. That changed the tone of World War II.
Germany was liberated, and something really bad happened over there. And
you start to learn.
The Allied effort stopped it from spreading.
Right. It starts to piecemeal out.
Cut off the snake's head.
Of what Hitler was doing and all of that.
Well, the way the picture was painted for us, on the rare occasions that this was brought up at all, it seemed like this was something that happened a long, long time ago.
I know, and that's the thing. Like, I think of the Ice Bowl that way. It was the year before I was born.
Right.
Or 2 years before I was born, and I look at it like it might as well have been 1918, which is just how kids think.
Yeah.
If it happened before you were born,
history.
It was mythological almost.
Where to me, the Ice Bowl seems like yesterday.
I mean,
dude, this happened basically 5 years before
you
were born.
I know.
MLK was assassinated, I think, a month after I was born. And when I was learning about that in first grade, it seemed like, well, man, that was a long time ago. No, it was in your lifetime, dude.
Like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I know. It's just the way you think, though. If it didn't happen in your life, or really if it didn't happen before in your memories. Yes. Then it barely did happen.
Yeah. And I'll be completely honest. The importance of that campaign, you know, the Atlantic campaign, because my dad was in the Navy. It was, he was on an aircraft carrier in Korea. It was all about the Pacific. My focus growing up is it was the Japanese Zeros. It was Pearl Harbor. It was Corsairs. It was Black Sheep Squadron. It was all about the Pacific campaign. And I'll be frank, until I went into that movie theater, however long ago it was, 20 some odd years ago, and I sat through the first 23 minutes of a Spielberg film called Saving Private Ryan, and I sat there with tears in my eyes and my mouth wide open, not believing what I was seeing. I didn't know.
I just didn't know. That's why I think that movie is as important as any movie that's ever been made, because it turned people on to, you know, again, it's, you don't know what those guys went through, but he went to great lengths to figure out how horrific it actually was before he shot those scenes to make them as realistic as possible. And to have, you know, I think it was a big gamble on his part to have a lot of people that actually were there that fought in that. It was 20 years ago, so at the time those guys were all in their 70s. To have them there, and half of them were bawling. Some of them got up and walked out. They said it was so realistic.
I've heard that numerous times, that World War II vets that were in their 70s at the time had to get up and leave that opening scene because it was too much. It brought back too many vivid memories. It's like they were watching it happen again right in front of them.
And I completely agree, man.
And then they followed up, and then Spielberg and Hanks teamed up and followed it up with the HBO series Band of Brothers. And between those two things and all of the books that I've read and the museums that I've gone to, the British, or the World War II Museum in London, in New Orleans, for that matter, which I've been to a half a dozen times, I'm obsessed with the European campaign.
And to see...
much more so than I ever was with the Pacific campaign.
Yeah, and I mean, look, no knock on...
I didn't know what Bastogne was. I didn't know what the Battle of the Bulge was.
It's no knock on any other war that's ever taken place, whether it's a year ago or 25 years ago or 50 years ago. But this particular day, this D-Day, there's a reason that it'll be talked about for... till the end of time. And yeah, the bad part is that this is it. And to see these guys, you know, there was a shot of a guy in his 90s that went back with his family on the beach, and it was just like Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
When they depict Matt Damon's character as an old man going back there for the first time, and or to the cemetery. I can't remember exactly where
cemetery.
It was. Okay.
Yeah, which is overlooks Omaha Beach.
All right. He goes back for the first time, and he drops to his knees, and he's bawling. And they showed footage of these 90-something-year-old men, this guy that goes back for the first time, and he drops to his knees, and he's bawling. And, I mean, you're 75 years ago, and for something like that, it's chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And to know what those guys went through, to know what those guys... One guy put it best. He said... nobody wanted to talk. I never wanted to talk about this to anyone. Nobody asked me about this. And family members, wife, kids, grandkids. But now, he says, everybody wants to talk about it. And everybody wants to know about it because of the historical nature of it. And he's not sure if he's comfortable talking about it at this point, 75 years later. He knows that people want to know about it, but it still hurts so bad to talk about how many friends that were lost. Hell, I saw this one interview with this guy who was in charge of 900 men getting on the beach. And as those boats opened up, as they come to shore, 900 of his men stormed the beach. And 24 hours later, that number was down to 300. And they had made it 500 yards.
Yeah.
500 yards. That's
it. You lose two-thirds of your battalion or whatever it was.
In 24 hours. That's all you had done. And, you know, it took weeks before those beaches were finally united. I think 2 weeks, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that initial surge, and I think to this day, the most freaked out I've ever been in a movie theater was not during the fighting that was depicted in Saving Private Ryan, but seeing those guys in the boat.
In the Higgins boat.
As they were approaching.
Yeah.
And they're shaking and they're...
How each one of them is dealing with... One guy's taking a nap. The other guy's shaking. One guy's holding a rosary, praying. One guy's throwing up. You know? And just knowing, or not knowing. And when that door drops...
Yeah, just knowing that the door's going to drop and something's going to happen and it's probably not going to be good.
And you just pretty much... I can only imagine that the mindset that you must have before... You get on that thing is I'm already dead, right?
Yeah, I don't know any other. I mean, when you, well, I mean, I just, like you mentioned, Band of Brothers,
not going to make it out alive. I'm already dead, so screw it all.
You mentioned Band of Brothers, and that's not all about D-Day. That's about World War II, and
basically them from training
right
through D-Day. And granted, they were airborne, so they were the ones that dropped in behind enemy lines before the night before.
But I mean, how frightening it is to drop in with. Yeah. Out of a plane with bullets firing at you. And I mean, even though, you know, it's a clandestine mission, and the fact that, you know, you talk about like the difference between today and 75 years ago, I mean, they pulled a fast one on the Axis powers, tricking them into where they were going to be, what day it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this operation had so much cloak and dagger to it before it even started.
All of the fake inflatable tanks that were stationed at a different point in Great Britain to make them think they were going to cross the channel there, but in reality the real stuff was camouflaged and heading across at another point. I mean, all of the intelligence that they had to rely on in France from, you know, the underground movement, intercepting codes and signals.
You're talking about
sabotage and
multiple countries being duped, which obviously couldn't happen today, but still, the story of it is amazing. Saving Private Ryan is the best.
Yep.
Just because of what the first 23 minutes are. I love the rest of the movie too. I loved it.
I mean, the Alamo at the end is, my God, some of the most chilling footage of a film you'll ever see.
You couldn't make the movie. I mean, I guess you theoretically could have made the movie an hour and a half of storming the beach if you really wanted to. But the fact that you needed a break.
You had to.
From 23 minutes of that, you needed a break. There was a movie that came out in the 60s that I saw after I saw Private Ryan. Because
Longest Day?
Yes, it's the great. Longest Day.
It's phenomenal. I mean, for when it was and what it was, it's really good.
Did you see this?
No, but this was the first thing that really drew D-Day to my attention.
The Longest Day?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was made in the early 60s, and the cast.
It's worth it just to see those actors.
Let's see. Sean Connery, John Wayne, Paul Anka, Henry Fonda, Richard Burton, Robert Mitchum, Eddie Albert, Rod Steiger, Richard Todd, Peter Lawford, Fabian, Sal Mineo. Is that how I pronounce it right?
Yeah,
Mineo or Mineo.
Roddy McDowell. I mean, you're talking George Segal.
Basically all of Hollywood.
Yes. Teamed up for this.
Private Ryan had a pretty damn good cast, too.
Yeah, it did. But to have all these dudes that
you
were...
You had Ted Danson and Paul Giamatti in a war film. A serious war film.
Still Vin Diesel's greatest role.
Only good role.
Fast and the Furious fans, check out Private Ryan and Vin Diesel.
He's great.
Yeah. He really is. There are so many just, you know, that's one of those movies, too, that I don't know when to show. I'd love to sit down this weekend and say, kids, here's what today was like. There's no way.
The violence, man.
No, and it's it's not dinosaur violence.
When Giovanni Ribisi dies, I mean, they can't handle that.
No. Or when, not Giovanni Ribisi.
Isn't that his name?
No, the kid...
When he gets shot by the machine gun emplacement and he's dying, calling for his mother while they're trying to pour sulfur into his...
Yeah.
And they give him the second morphine syrup.
What is the kid... What is the kid from Dazed and Confused that's like, I just want
Goldman?
Dance. Yeah, Goldberg. Yeah. Who gets in the hand-to-hand combat fight with the Nazi.
Yeah.
And the knife is being plunged into his heart and the Nazi's just going, shh, 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 don't fight it.
They can't handle that.
No,
dude.
No. I couldn't handle it at 30 or however old I was, you know? But it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. The longest day, if you're looking for something, it's not as... Clearly, it's made in 1962. But for what they had to make, to the you know, as far as, you know, making a film like that, it's pretty realistic.
It's good.
And Band of Brothers,
I mean, if you
sure.
haven't seen it, my God. It should... That should be in school's curriculum to have to watch Band of Brothers.
You know, Band of Brothers...
We watched it.
Band of Brothers got lost, mm-hmm. too, because Band of Brothers came out right before 9/11.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, it was... Obviously, it was on the air, and people were... But it was just... It stopped being a thing because of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Patton's
pushed aside.
Patton's also another one. Patton's not all about D-Day, but there's a huge scene in there.
Yeah.
Where Patton gets in a fight with Eisenhower, with Ike, and they won't let him fight on D-Day. But that's a big part of Patton. Patton's kind of a beating as a kid, though.
It's long.
Man, is it ever.
My dad always wanted to watch Patton. He wanted to watch that and the Great Santini.
Well, salute to
those men.
Yeah, to those men, to those families.
Yep. And women.
Alls of them.
Ugh.
Community quick hits are coming up.
Let's get into a couple of local stories concerning D.